Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the talk show host who can't tell time. And we're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century with our good friend Terrence DeFranco. IOTA Communications is his company. IOTACommunications.com is the website. We're talking about air quality. We're talking about using Internet of Things and the associated networks to keep up with the air quality inside your house, mainly inside commercial properties. The home stuff is coming later. Terrence, thanks again for being here. So, you know, a year ago when you and I were talking, we were talking about air quality. We were thinking about particulate. We were thinking about dust and you know, things like that, chemicals coming off, as you said earlier, insulation and carpet and furniture and things like that. But now we got this coronavirus thing, this COVID-19 thing, and I could see where this could kick your world into high gear if you guys come up with something that can pick up a pathogen, or at least maybe just an early tell or something that would make people to, you know, either to feel if they don't, I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud here. What do you think?
So three things, Jim, and that's a great point. So the first one is just simply the education part of it. So we're all now so much more aware. And you know, you can't solve problems unless people are aware of the problem. And this, you know, this is kind of a very extreme way of educating folks is to have something mm-hmm. like this happen. But it's definitely that awareness. That's first part. Second thing is that currently, today, we have, with very simple sensing capability, we have the ability to sense whether conditions are ripe for the transmission of pathogens. And so we know, we've heard this very much from our leadership that, you know, pathogen travels on moisture. It is, when it's airborne, it's going from droplet to droplet. Mm-hmm. Well, what is that? That's humidity. So we're able, with temperature, with humidity, to determine whether or not the conditions of our existing air would actually facilitate transmission more or less. That's great. I mean, it's not detecting, but we can tell whether or not the conditions would allow for more or less. The third thing, and last one, is really being able to detect pathogens. And the sensor technology is being developed, and I think that's definitely in our future. Again, that sensitivity that's been created around this is really driving innovation. Our ability to detect these pathogens in the air, just imagine if we had that sensing capability as soon as we detect that there is a virus or something like that, that, hey, we could put sensors out there to tell whether or not it's actually in my house or in my restaurant or in my barbershop. You know, so those are really the three things that I think will make our lives a lot healthier in the future now that we're going through something so extreme.
Mm-hmm. No question about it. And I could see over a period of time, instead of taking someone's temperature at the door, you know, maybe somebody just walks through an airlock and breathes, and the system would pick up whether there's anything in the, you know, in the CO2 that they're expelling, and you know, and then they could.
Jim,
what we think?
I have no doubt that the capability will be developed at some point very soon. At the end of the day, though, the underlying capabilities are all around our ability to actually connect, to be able to put those sensors in places where it's needed without limitation. And what does that mean? We have to have ubiquitous connectivity to be able to facilitate
that. Which we don't have in America like we think we do we?
That's right. I mean, well, if you ever had your cell phone drop?
That's right. Well, the last mile. People aren't aware that there's a lot of people are in the last mile connection. That's the thing. And I do. That's another thing I think is going to be good for your company. We're going. This last mile problem has been exposed by everybody working from home and going to school from home. And I think there's going to be the infrastructure is going to have a different look going forward. It's going to be more about broadband out to the last mile. And that's going to be good for your company, I think, Terrence. Hey, Terrence, good job today. Will you come back soon?
I look forward to it, Jim. Thank you. Always.
Great report. Terrence DeFranco, ladies and gentlemen. IOTACommunication.com is the website. Check it out. It's very fascinating stuff they're doing. I'm looking forward to hearing about what's next for them. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.